Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another TRU Talks. Myself and Chris are today joined by a man who's got a lengthy list of jobs at the minute. Rugby player, musician, reality TV star, influencer. We'll even push that one out there as well. Nah. Levi Davis. Levi, how are things?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. How's it going, Joe and Chris? Yeah, no, it's a long list that, but I wouldn't push to influencer just yet, no.
Now, some people might be wondering why we've got Levi on today. Levi is on today because he's a fan of Jeff Williams more than anything else in the world. You know, he was responding to an article on there.
Jeff, absolute legend, was a huge part of the start of my career and, you know, being able to break through out of Leicester and England 18s into going to Bath, and that move there was hugely influential. So I love Jeff. He's an absolute hell of a man. If I can be 50% of the man he is, I'll be happy.
No, of course. And we might as well start off with some rugby things. Obviously, that's kind of how you made your name before. Obviously, all the social media and reality TV and music stuff really started. Obviously, you've recently left Bath. There's been a lot of players leaving a lot of Premiership clubs as well as other clubs across the country. Any indications about where we could be ending up?
I mean, I'm sure it'll be announced soon, over the next week or so, I'm sure. Just a few things we're managing there in terms of me moving down and things like that. So I'll leave it to their press team. I'm sure that's how they want it. I'm going down tomorrow for a bit of a run, bit of fitness, and then in Monday with the lads. So, yeah, I can't give you an indication, but south.
But for you, Levi, is that really positive that you have got a club to go to with hopefully the season starting in a not too distant future?
Yeah, mate. I mean, look, I love rugby. I don't know who's howling. Oh, it's the dog. Sorry about that. Yeah, look, I mean, look, I love rugby. Now the little man's here. Sorry, guys. I love rugby. And that's how everything started. You know, wouldn't be where I am without it. And, you know, I owe an awful lot to it. It's brought me through some pretty tough times. You know, the people and community involved in it also. You know, it's hugely, hugely important in that. And I can see why people would question my commitment. Because I went on those shows. However, you know, it's great to be getting back involved. And, you know, I'm 22 years old, so you know, I've got a full career ahead of me. And, you know, it was great before, you know, the start of this season that I started to break through into the Bass squad, and then the timing was awful in terms of the fact that, you know, I had to then go do the X Factor. But when this was originally agreed, to be honest, I was nowhere near the squad, so it was one of those where it was sod's law. You know, it had been agreed, it was once in a lifetime opportunity, and I was a ringer, so it was like, well, makes absolute sense. And then just how it went with Anthony Watson, Rory McConaughey, Joe, the wingers ahead of me, going to the World Cup, and then Rocco had a slight injury at that point. And then, you know, all of a sudden I've played three consecutive games in the Premiership Cup and played well. And then played my Premiership debut, and then the Saturday after I'm on X Factor. I mean, you couldn't dream it. But look, you do these things and you look back at them and they're either a positive experience, a negative experience, or one you learn off. And you know what? I'm glad that I ended up doing both. And, you know, I love doing both. I love music and I love rugby. And I think that's okay. I went on a deep one there. That was about half an hour. Are we done now? Are we wrapping up?
That's taking all the questions out of our running order, Levi.
Done, mate.
Just on the rugby side of things, obviously you spent some very good years at Bath and developing as a player. So was it tough for you to sort of have to step away from Bath? Because it's quite clear that from one of your social media posts, Levi, that you love pulling on the jersey of the club.
Mate, it's a special city. It really is. It's a special city. And, you know, going there, I was 18 years old. I just finished off a South Africa tour with England 18s. And then, you know, was at Tigers. But you know, that didn't end up working out. Went down to went down to Bath to study. I went to go to university. And then, ended up, due to, you know, me coming off the tour, they'd seen me before and were like, okay, well, we'll keep an eye on him. So, and then ended up spending 4 years there. Got signed in my second year at university because I went to Hartbury for a little while. Hartbury RFC played in National One in the year. You know, that they were unbeaten, so that was class. It's, I fell in love with the place. Yeah, I've got friends there, went to university there, so it's understandable. And you know, I love playing for the club, and the club have really, really treated me well. I can't really complain, other than the fact that they've got about 10 billion internationals in my position. Other than that, then it was a great place and an awesome place to learn as well. I mean, when you train with Anthony, Rocco, Rory, all of those guys, Joe, who played 18s with Joe as well, it's quite funny. He's gone on and cracked on, and then there's me. it's just a great place to mature and to develop as a player. So yeah.
And how big a part has rugby been in your life? Because obviously, I don't know how much you played before you went to Denston, which is just around the corner. I live in Staffordshire, so obviously I kind of know Denston. So how big a part has rugby been in your life in kind of making you the man you are today, in a sense?
Rugby's been huge. I was in foster care and the Crimea River, but that's where I came from, and I was an angry little kid, and that's all I was. I wanted to do boxing because my brother did boxing, wasn't allowed, and then you know there's a whole lot of ups and downs that are within that, and then found rugby, and then fell in love with it, and it took me from there to went to Denston, as you know. And then from Denston, it took me around the world, and it's been pretty special, you know. So rugby's huge for me. And even in my first year of uni, traveling to and from Hartbury, I'd wake up at 5 o'clock, and drive about an hour 20 with Matt Gilbert, calling Gumby, in the mornings. We'd drive there to Hartbury, drive back, and then I'd have uni, and then I'd work in a nightclub from 11 o'clock at night till 3, and then repeat. So, you know, people ask if I'm committed, and I'd like to think that, you know, I've shown that. Just because, you know, I've gone and done what I've done does not mean that I'm not committed and I don't love the sport, so.
Yeah, and you saw the term there, Levi, to describe yourself when you were younger as an angry little kid. So did rugby kind of give you a focus and kind of a drive to try and succeed in that sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, rugby's an aggressive sport, and you have to be you don't have to be an aggressive person to play it. But, it's a place where you can let out your aggression. It did allow me to somewhat curb that in my day-to-day life. So, I mean, other than boxing, it was definitely the choice. Or MMA, one of the two.
you spoke there about your time at university as well, Levi, and on Talking Rugby Union, we do a lot of coverage of the university game, and we've got a great relationship with Aaron James at Bath as well. Everyone seems to have that reaction when they say Aaron James, Levi. It seems like he has a good influence on players, but the programme at Bath as well has had a good influence on players as well.
Look, mate, he's a legend. The bloke means well. Never, his intentions are always good. Aaron, what can I say about him? He's a great bloke. And, the programme there at Bath is, is awesome, and the connection that they have with Bath Rugby is why a couple of the players came through. There was, I think it was three or four, and there's still Tom Doughty, who's still there. And then obviously there's a couple of boys that they were going to contract anyway that went to university as well. So the links are massively strong. Definitely anybody who's looking to push on in their career and hasn't got a contract straight out of school, look to get to uni, because it's great. It's awesome, and it's a good standard of rugby as well. So what can you say?
In your young years, obviously you got to represent England under 18s and the 19s. Obviously, firstly, what were those experiences like, and did it give you real confidence to kind of push to that next level, up that commitment even further?
Yeah, under 18s and 19s. Look, it's Fletch, Waltz, Rusty, Russell Earnshaw. You know, all those people are hugely influential in you as a rugby player at that age. You know, they tell you to break the rules, which, you know, you get drills and you get drilled and up until that age, and you're like, okay, this is rugby, and then they're like, they question that. And those guys are awesome, and it's definitely been influential in how I kick on and develop. In fact, you know, I could take a little bit from that as well, and how I've developed holistically as a person. You know, they take time off the field as well, and it's been I really enjoyed it. It's great. It was great. Had a hell of a squad as well. Half of them are playing for England now.
Because you mentioned John Fletcher and Peter Walton there, Levi, and a lot of people speak so highly of them. So when they were kind of, they had to leave the roles at the RFU, a lot of people showed their support, and it's quite easy there, just listen to you, that they were clearly well-liked and obviously had an influence on all these players.
Mate, they were awesome. They were awesome. I think anybody that speaks about them will speak about them in a good light. And great blokes. Great blokes.
And before...
And Sean Perry. I forgot Sean Perry as well. Pezza. Great bloke.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Levi. And before, when you sort of went through your career at the top of the podcast, you mentioned sort of the start to the season you had last year. It doesn't feel like last year, but it was last year. In the Premiership Cup with Bath, and you mentioned that you were able to try and take your chance with a lot of the guys at the World Cup in Japan. So did you feel like there was a real chance for you to send the message out to the coaches of Bath, or did you know at that point that the music route and the X Factor route was probably on the horizon?
Look, I knew it was on the horizon. However, I was looking at it as an opportunity to smash it, really. I knew that it was my only time that I was going to get to do that and make a statement, and I had to. That's basically what my mindset was going into those games was. And, you know, you've been here for 3 years. The old gum on the shoe, they can't get rid of me. Just about managed to this year. I begged and I pleaded, but it's just got rid of me. I'm joking. I knew that I had to play well. And also, there was a bit of it out of the fact that, like, there weren't, at that time anyway, many options available to them. And it was almost a bit of, like, me trying to support the club as well. Like, I wanted to do my bit. Wanted to do my part, and then I had that one game against Exeter, and then I just had this confidence, like, I can't describe it, but I just had this confidence that I felt that I could do anything, and you know, I went on to play well over the course of the three games. I tore my hamstring, unfortunately, so I couldn't play against Gloucester, but came back just in time for the Premiership, my Premiership debut. Against Bristol, which was unbelievable at Ashton Gate, even though, you know, they beat us. It was a hell of an experience, and one that I thank Stuart Hooper for trusting me for. So.
And then, am I right in saying that this season you spent some time at Ealing as well, in the Champ as well, spent a bit of time there?
Yeah, like...
how was that? Because it's been the season of discontent in many ways. Obviously, we talked even before COVID kicked off, there was funding cuts and all that. How's that been for you? Because obviously there was obviously a bit more of a spotlight on you, because obviously you were coming to Ealing having been on X Factor and stuff, and then experiencing everything that people were going through, funding cuts, losing jobs and all that.
I mean, because it was my last year in contract, realistically, like, I was like everybody else. And, you know, normally, if I had two more years, I'd be like, yeah, we are lucky at Sportsman, and we really are lucky at Sportsman. We can't, there's not much else like it. However, like, I felt the same pressure because I needed to play somewhere as well. But I also really wanted to, you know, play in the Premiership, stay in the Premiership. However, you know, you've got to prove yourself. And unfortunately, four games is not enough. You know, people are playing seasons now, a really good rugby, and it's consistent. And that's all it is, it's consistency. So, however, my time at Ealing was unbelievable. I mean, they're a great club. And they want to be up in the Premiership. And so it makes it, the transition from being on at Bath and then being on loan, a lot easier because, you know, they have a professional setup. And so it was just slotting in. The lads were great. Coaches were great. And so I just went there and they allowed me to do my thing. And that's all you really want as a player. Just let me loose. And obviously within the system, but let me loose, you know, and they throw it about a bit. So it's as a winger, it was great.
Yeah, and in terms of sort of you then moving into the X Factor then, Levi, how did that come around and why did you decide to go on the show? I know you mentioned it before that it kind of was an opportunity that you couldn't turn down, but why was sort of the decision for you now to have gone on the show?
Well, it was made at the start of pre-season. And so, you know, at that time, or maybe even before that, the previous year, I can't remember when it was finalised, but definitely it was the previous year that we started talking about it. So at that time, as I said, I was a ringer. You know, I hadn't played Premiership. I played 4 or 5 appearances for the first team in the Premier Cup. And so I was like, you know, I love music and it will never come around again. And so, you know, at that time I spoke with Stuart Hooper, and, you know, he gave me full support to do it. And the whole were awesome in the way they handled that and treated me. And so, you know, I was like, yeah, this is spot on. Thank you. I'm a ringer. I'm not going to play. And then I look forward to coming back to the club and trying to, you know, put in the jersey in the A-League. But then, you know, things transpired and it's not the way it went. And, you know, it was a real tough decision, to be honest, going. Having known that I just played my Premiership, and you spend your whole life at my Premiership debut, but you spend your whole life thinking about it, and then it comes, and then it's just whirlwind. Like, you're on a roller coaster, and it's nothing that you've ever experienced before in your life. And, you know, I don't regret any decisions I made at the time, because, you know, it was tough. It was tough. And had I done one thing, I'd have regretted doing the other. If I'd have done the other thing, I'd have regretted not doing the other thing. So you can't win. I'm not one to look back. I'm very much about looking forward right now. And I'm looking forward to getting stuck back into rugby, because, you know, it is where I belong. I love music. Music is my passion and something I'll continue to do. But rugby at the minute is my main focus. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you said the decision there, Levi, was made in pre-season for you to go on the show. Now, I've seen a couple of different stories of how you managed to get the audition. Could you tell us the true one, if you don't mind? Because I've seen the video of you singing on the piano might have been the reason why, but also you obviously sung there. Was it the trailer for the Premiership Rugby Cup final as well last year?
Yeah, so the original story is they actual story, they actually all linked. So Bath put a video of me singing on social media, and then BT Sport saw that and wanted me to sing for the Premiership Rugby Cup final. And then that got picked up by ITV. Well, it was sent to ITV by my agent, because I think he was heard about this going on at the time, one of the two. And then that they sent that offer back, and then I sent it to Hoops going, what do you reckon, mate? Thinking I was gonna get told to, you know, go do one. And then he was like, it gave me his full support. He realised how much a big opportunity it was, and it was great. Yeah, it's awesome. It was really, really good.
It's great. Does that support as well, Levi, just help with that decision? Because you can imagine my director rugby or head of rugby turning around and going, no, I want you to stay and play for me. But the fact he did let you go on and sort of combine your music and your rugby, that must have been a massive boost for you, because you could strike that great balance between two of the big passions in your life.
Well, mate, it comes down to people management. And another person who was absolutely huge in that was Andy Rock as well. Rocky behind the scenes he's really helped me. He's a hell of a bloke. Stu's a hell of a bloke. And so, you know, I think it comes down to people management. And I think he knew how passionate I was about music. I was, you know, I studied it, as well as going to University of Bath. I did that. I think he just understood. And that's what's so great about, Hoops and Rocky. So I think that's important, and they knew how to get the best out of me as well, and that did allow it was allowing me to juggle both things. I'm not, you know, not that I'm not good at focusing on one, because yeah. I can, it just they complement each other. I need my time away, off, as in, like, you know, when you finish the big day at the office, that's my release. And that's what keeps me occupied. And when I'm back in, you know, it allows me to concentrate more on my rugby. And as it showed, at the start of last year, you know, I can do it. And I've been studying for my whole time at Bath. So if people say you can't do both, I've literally just been doing both for 3-4 years. So I don't really get that. So,
and what was a day in the life like when you were doing the TV stuff and then also trying to keep fit? Because obviously there's a certain point you knew you had to go back, obviously, but it was really dependent on how things went.
Well, it was in my plans to go back anyway. So, you know, in my head, there's loads of things in there, but in my head, I was going to come back, I was going to train for about 4 or 5 weeks, probably very naive. I was going to train for 4 weeks and then I'll be back on cracking on playing. Because the internationals had their little break, didn't they, when they came back from World Cup. So I was like, oh, I might get a couple games when I get back. Got back. Took me 3 weeks to get anywhere near a game. That was A-League, which is fine. It took me 2 weeks to get anywhere near training session, because obviously they need to manage me coming back in. I was fit. I was as fit as I left off, just saying. Obviously, any of the S&C coaches, I hit exactly what I did when I left. It took me a couple of weeks. So after this roller coaster, I just died. I'd just got to be shot out of the air, you know, because I wasn't playing. I wasn't singing at the time. I had this new profile that I'd never really understood. And then, you know, I actually struggled with it for a very long time. I'd say a good month, 2 months, you know, after. It was tough. Like, I went through a pretty dark place. And, that was tough. It was tough. But we're good now, so.
That's obviously great to hear. That's kind of a thing, isn't it? You hear that a lot about reality TV. Was there support for you guys after it, or was it kind
of? Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. But when you hit that self-destruct button, there's no one really that can help you other than yourself. You know, all these things that I spoke to people. You know, Bath were awesome with handling me. But that self-destruct button, it's almost like you want to get. You want things to blow up for you because it makes it easier for you to go, oh, well, it just, there you go, it just wasn't working for me, then I'll just stop them, I'll just do this. But you know, I had awesome support from ITV and also Bath Rugby to help me through that, and look, we're back on track. I'm fit. You know, I've lost 6 kg of my own accord. You know, I want to be quick. I want to be powerful. And that's the player I want to be. You know, I was even slightly sluggish. I was 98 at one point in the pre-season last year. So, you know, moving down to 92 and then fluctuating to 94. You know, I'm fit. And my head's in the right space. I'm just ready. I've signed for a new club and just ready to play. And that'll come out in my performances this year. I have no doubt.
And obviously, I picked the brains of two men who weren't too bad on the wing themselves. Obviously, Ben and Tom. I mean, Ben's more of a fullback, but you know what I mean. And
yeah,
you know, had you even met them before X Factor?
So what's quite funny is Ben. I watched Going Up. So it was weird. It was very weird because I had my best mate, and we'd go play rugby on a Sunday, and then go back to his for some. Sunday dinner and watch England play, and obviously Ben played against New Zealand. I think it was an iconic game. You know, I used to watch him against Saints, Tigers, because that was my club when I was growing up. Tigers. You know, I watched Foden. So it was seeing him was just like, mate, I watched you like for a little. He was like, oh, stop, you make me old. But he's a middle-aged man, so he's thinking past it now. Don't tell him I said that. And then told him not so much, but the guy played for Scotland, so you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, and you sound obviously not in awe of Foden there, Levi, but I mean, in terms of
I'd get round him, it's fine.
Joe's interviewed Ben Foden, so you might have to give him a call, Joe, see if you can jump on the call now.
I was actually tempted to get him to join this call like partway through. I thought
you should have. Yeah, I tell him to his face. I'd have got round him in his heyday. It's fine.
And in terms of the actual show itself, Levi, I mean, you say obviously you were with Tom and Ben there, but what was kind of that experience like for you? I know you were in LA filming at Simon Cowell's house. I mean, that must have been just a surreal but unbelievable experience as well. What were those judges like as well?
I mean, honestly, like they were awesome. They were really nice people. That experience, however, LA was ridiculous. It was on. I mean, what you don't know is that was midway for pre-season, so that was filmed.
So
Bath actually gave me a week off during pre-season to go and do that and then come back before we even started playing. So it was like, I've got like a week off in LA, and you know, we're going there business class. I'm around, surrounded by people who are actual celebrities. Like, they are actually celebrities, but I'm not. I just tied a rope around the plane and just hope they took me on with them. But I'm like, Megan McKenna, like, I saw you on Tally, and then like, these were off Love Island. Like, I'm like, Jesus. It was a hell of an experience. And then obviously sunny LA, it's incomparable to many places. So yeah, it was a great experience.
No nerves whatsoever meeting Simon Cowell?
No, actually, performance is the bit that I enjoy the most. Same in rugby, same in anything. That is, honestly, I'd say zero to very little nerves. It's more the interviews. That's where I get nervous. Didn't know what to say. Didn't know how they were going to edit you. I mean, the edits are what it comes down to. Things said in jest in person, don't look the same on paper. Just these small things that I needed to get used to, but obviously Ben and Tom are used to it, so they helped me, which is great. Because look, my words come out of my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying half the time. It just comes out. As you saw earlier, I spoke for about half an hour. So.
And you touched on sort of the other celebrities there that you were on the plane with, going over to LA, Levi. We saw on social media some great Instagram posts of you with the whole sort of the team, if you like, after you finished the show. I mean, what was that kind of like, and sort of meeting those people? And I guess a lot of them are now close friends, or you built some good relationships with them.
Hey, they're awesome. Those guys are great. And I expected, half expected, seeing their two personalities, that they'd be dicks. But they're not. And, you know, I actually didn't get on with any of them. We'll leave it there. Didn't not get on with any of them.
That's fine.
I got on with all of them, but that works. That works. Look, I'm a lyricist. It might go wrong. I got on with all of them. They were awesome. They were great. Everyone treated each other with respect, which is all you're asking for. It was a hell of an experience, and we were all in it together. So, I mean, it was great.
And obviously, you know, we know you're going to continue in playing, but at the minute you're in the midst of another kind of reality television thing. Dating. What was kind of that like when that conversation first came to you?
So effectively, that came during lockdown. So they were planning to get me on it for the full show, because obviously at the time my rugby contract had finished, and you know they were like, look, we can get you on the full show. Lockdown happened, the offer, hopefully, I mean, I think it's still there, but I'm concentrating on my rugby. But they were like, look, we're doing the shorter version. It's two weeks filming, and it's during lockdown, and you're not playing rugby, you're not signed to anyone. So do you want to do it? I was like, well, it's income. It's during a time where we're not doing anything, so it makes absolute sense to do it. You know, I can see why, from the outside looking in, they're like, oh, well, it's just going to do reality TV. And that is actually an option, but I've chosen to play rugby, just to make that clear. There are other shows that, you know, we're interested, but I'm choosing to play rugby, just to make that clear. Yeah, no, it made absolute sense after lockdown. I wasn't doing anything. I was sat on my Todd at home, and also in Bath, moving my things to and from, doing a little fitness in here and there. But there's no gyms open, so just running. there weren't any gyms open, so it was just running. But it made absolute sense. But yeah, I mean, it's an FK data. It's the world to see my awful, awful chat. So there we go. I'll never get a date after this. It's just going to be awful.
And just finally on the sort of the reality TV stuff before we bring you back to rugby, Levi. I mean, in terms of the serious side, the music aspect of it, it's something that's been a passion all your life. It's something I'm sure you want to keep pursuing. I mean, is that still a dream alongside just sort of focusing on your rugby, like you said there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll get home from a day's training. I'll do whatever reviews that we need to do, and then I'll crack on my music, and that's what I do. Some people play Fortnite, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do play on my PS4 instead of doing music. It's not something that I consistently, you know, do every hour of every day that I'm not playing rugby, because I am human. However, it's a passion. I write music to express myself, just like I play rugby to express myself. And yeah, that is on the horizon. Hopefully there'll be a few releases soon. I mean, there will be a few releases soon. It's exciting. I mean, BELO does it as well, the Proper Wasps. There's a couple of Welsh guys that I think there's one of the Welsh guys that released a single year ago. So I'm not the only one doing it. But I am the only one who went on reality TV, so I get it. In terms of, like, I get it. Like, I get why it was questioned and why my commitment may have been questioned, but we've explained it. And thank you for allowing me to explain it on this. It's great. But yeah, no, there is music coming soon. There is. And it's exciting the hell out of me, as well as playing rugby again. Can't wait to hit someone, to be honest.
We'll finish with a bit of rugby stuff. Obviously, Prem Restart, you're going to be watching a lot of friends playing next weekend. You know, how do you think Bath are going to fare, and how do you think Stuart Hooper's doing in his, you know, as he's starting his director rugby journey?
Look, I mean, he managed to get rid of me, so I mean, he's doing great. 4 years it took him, but he managed. No, look, Stu's a great guy and an awesome coach. I think what they're doing at Bath is great. They're getting a great group of players together. I mean, we've known for years that Bath have got an unbelievable side, and their firecrackers ready to get, to explode. And it's just facilitating the right environment now. Not that it wasn't the right environment before, but with Stu taking over, you know, it's facilitating an environment that he envisions to be correct, and the way that he wants to operate moving forward. I think Bath are going to be an absolute side to contend with, and, you know, it's just about unlocking that potential. You know, Gervin Dempsey, there, great coach. I mean, you know, opened my eyes to, you know, getting off my wing, which is something that, you know, I had to get a new set of lungs to do, but, you know, eventually got there. You know, they have all the right keys. Farley House is beautiful. They've got the right players. There's absolutely no reason why they wouldn't be contenders. I mean, look, Sale and Bristol are also looking tasty. So it's going to be, you know, Prem Rugby Restart as well. The boys are fit. The boys are fit now. They've been back at it for a while, and it's going to be hopefully sunny weather, so the ball will be chucked around a little bit. It's going to be exciting rugby. I'm definitely watching it. So I was looking forward to watching it with a pint in hand, but that won't be happening now because we're back into it myself. So
brilliant, Levi. Just one thing that we wanted to ask you on, and it's been a topic which has gone on throughout lockdown, is the Black Lives Matter campaign. And we've seen a number of sports across the world, and especially in England, who have decided to take the knee before matches and spread the message, which, from my point of view, Joe's point of view, talking rugby union's point of view, needs to be spread. I mean, how great would it be for you to see, in the world of rugby, to see the Premiership taking that stance next week and throughout the rest of this season and beyond?
Look, I'd like to think and hope that they support it and show their support. You know, everyone can do it in their own way. I think that's really important to share and to vocalise, because, you know, there are people that will be doing things every day and doing things out loud and in public. But there are different ways that you can help the movement. I didn't vocalize everything straight away because I needed to understand my point of view on things before you say something, because I feel that if you say something and you get the cop for it, but it's what's in here, you're never gonna, it won't even mess with your head. But it's just about being sure that you are understand what you are saying. So yeah, I support the movement. Of course I support the movement. It's important. And I hope that the Premiership show that as well and show their support, but in their own way. So they don't have to imitate football, they don't have to imitate, but I just hope that they do show some support.
Yes, obviously myself, Chris, everyone talking about being do. Levi, those were all the questions. That's kind of all that it was. That's the TRU Talks with Levi Davis. Where can people follow you on your socials?
Instagram's at the Lee Life, Twitter's at the Lee Life, and YouTube's at the Lee Life. So at the Lee Life, I think.
And we can watch him on E4 with that chat that he's got.
Please don't.
Chatting up Chloe Ferry and Sean from Love Island, the dream.
Behind the scenes, mate. Behind the scenes.
Well, Well, thank you very much to everyone that's tuned into this one. There'll be another one, I'm sure, at some point in the future. Many thanks to Levi again. He didn't have to respond to a random tweet at, I think it was quite late at night. Yeah.
It's just out of love for Jeffy Williams, to be honest.
No, great, great bloke. I obviously had the pleasure of speaking to him myself, so no, really, really good bloke. Yeah, thank you very much to everyone for watching, and I'm sure you'll see us next time.